Good morning. Richard, thank you. Amanda, thank you. Richard and I did a lot of weddings together back in the day, and Judy and I both always enjoy when Richard played the piano. So I'll take it a little personal today and say thank you. Thank you. That's a special day today. It's been a special weekend. And in pondering all this and thinking about these readings and taking it all in, the words of my very first spiritual director, Sister Marge English. She's a member of the Oldenburg Franciscan community. She's in community with Sister Joan. I think it's kind of some symmetry there, right? I started with a Franciscan sister, and I'm ending with a Franciscan sister. And Sister Marge put some words on my heart, almost 20 years ago now. And these words delightfully set on my heart today, and they ring in my mind's ear. And her question for me that day was, "What is your heart's desire?" And that's my question to you today. What is your heart's true desire? And I say that and proclaim it so that everyone in this building hear it. And anyone in earshot hear it. Learn and know what is your true heart's desire and follow it. And Judy and I have done that. Thanks to so many beautiful people in our lives. We're so grateful to the Holy Spirit for her guidance. And today, she and I and Ben and Lisa and Noel and Gabby. Gabby's not feeling so good today. She's at home with Mom. We stand at a crossroads. And it's not only at a crossroads for the direction of our lives. It's a crossroads where we're choosing the direction to answer another call. Our heart's desire to serve God led us to serve you. Our heart's desire now leads us to serve the ones we love the most, our family. I borrow words from the first reading that Jean proclaimed from the prophet Isaiah. And I direct these words right at you, right at this church. Listen. I will not be silent. I will not be quiet. You are a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. For the Lord delights in you. You as you, warts and all, He delights in you. Now delight in the Lord. And the Lord delights in you because you accept His invitation to enjoy the blessings He has set before you, and you share them. And the evidence abounds in the numerous ministries you give, ministries of love and mercy and compassion, hospitality and gratitude. You give from the gifts and the love given to you, and you thirst. You thirst for the love of God, and you want your water jars filled to the brim. And that thirst that you have, you're sharing it being satisfied by satisfying the dryness of a thirsty world, this corner of the world that's yours. Keep filling your water jars. Keep filling your water jars with your desire for God, with the love He has for you and the love you have for Him, and fill them to the brim. So that love, that desire flows over, and other people are satisfied. We heard from St. Paul's epistle today, the one that Jess proclaimed. He spoke, and she proclaimed, of spiritual gifts, and you have those. Those gifts, that love, they flow from here, from you and your expressions and how you share in love. You keep giving those gifts. Keep giving. and know and believe what St. Paul proclaims to each individual, and that means you, is given the manifestation of the Spirit, and it's given for some benefit. You are gifted by the Holy Spirit. Recognize and give thanks for those and share those gifts, just as the Lord does. And how does the Lord give? He gives and He gives and He gives. Blessed be the Lord. Judy constantly reminds me that there are people in our lives for a reason and we're in theirs. In this very moment, my standing here is due in large part to three people God placed in our lives. Father Chris Craig, Pam and Gary McClure. They're the ones that opened the door to this parish, this community for us back in 2008. And through their generosity and hospitality, we enjoy your overflowing jars. And we're ever grateful for them and ever grateful for you. In today's gospel, we're told that Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. That beautiful wedding in Cana. And what a marvelous blessing resulted from that invitation. As I mentioned, in 2008, we first came here as a couple in discernment, not knowing where our roads were going, and it did lead to deacon ordination. And you welcomed us with open arms, loving support and prayers. And then 4 years later, we celebrated together on June the 23rd, my ordination. And we felt your loving embrace then, and we still do. You filled our water jars with love. You blessed us with invitations to share in your loves and your lives. You gave us privilege. You gave us honor. The honor and privilege of celebrating births and baptisms. You gave us the privilege and honor of crying and grieving with you when you said goodbye to loved ones. Shedding tears. Gave us. I didn't do this at 8:30. I don't get this. We got to shed tears with you at weddings and confirmations. And those beautiful Easter vigils. Thank you for the exalted. He knows what that means. He gave us the honor and privilege, the greatest honor and privilege, to celebrate Eucharist with you. To become one with the Lord at this altar. To become members of that mystical body of Christ that's so hard for us to understand, but I get it today. We are members together of that mystical body of Christ that miles will not separate. We'll be in Chapel Hill, but we'll still be joined with you as the mystical body of Christ. Goodness! You fill our water jars to the brim. Now, enough of that. It's on to some serious stuff. Suddenly, I feel 16 again. Anybody got any conditioner? I mean, what the heck was he thinking? I there's a happy little tree right down here in the corner. I should have never. I'll blame it on Judy. She's the one that gave. I don't know how you got a hold of it. I don't really. It was a mistake. But I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit was involved in this because I typically don't open Jan's emails on Tuesday when she sends out the bulletin. I mean, I'm going to see the bulletin later. I'm not real worried about that. But she had some nice little things in there, and I broke my interest. And I open it up to this. And I challenged Father on Wednesday when we had dinner together. I said, this is where you put holy images. There's been pictures of the resurrection, the nativity, the ascension, the descent of the Holy Spirit, and you did this? Touche, Father Mike. Well played. Or shall I say, toupe, Father Mike. And I'm spelling that differently right now because you can spell toupe as T-O-P-A-Y and you're going to pay. See, I told you I was getting onto some serious stuff. You know what they say about paybacks. Anyway, I would love to stand here and be like a bad Emmy presentation or a bad Grammy presentation and thank everybody from grandma to whomever, because everyone deserves to hear that. They really do. But time won't allow it, and my heart won't take it, that's for sure. But I will thank you as the body of Christ, corporately as the body of Christ. Thank you. On behalf of Judy and my family and I, thank you. Thank you to all those that we served on committees with, to all those we studied with, to all those we served with and ministered with, to all those who have supported us with prayer, to all those we prayed with, to all those we cried with and laughed with. Thank you. Because each time that we were with you, we felt more full of Jesus. Whether it was a Bible study or whether it was a baptism, whether it was a counseling session or whether it was just standing out in a parking lot, we felt more with the body of Christ when we were with you. So thank you. But there are a few I need to mention. I have to mention. And thank you to Rebecca Mikowski and to Jan Lux. Those gals and I have been through a lot, and I couldn't got through it without them. And thank you to Father Paul, who opened the doors of St. Vincent to me. And thank you to Sister Joan. She has just, she's been a jewel in my crown, that's for sure. She could have said no long ago, but she said, keep coming back. Why, I don't know. Maybe she had a better thing to do. Thank you, Sister Joan. And then there's my redheaded friend that sits behind. Well, I'm going to tell you this is a red hot. Redhead, do not call us carrot tops because carrot tops are green. Copper tops are okay. But the Ronald McDonald back here. You know more than anybody else here knows, and that's okay because that's the way it should be. Thank you. Always wanted to do that. But there wasn't anything there to rub. So, my dear friends, this is not goodbye. Farewell. This is Ben, and this is Noel. Lisa and Gabby aren't here. because Gabby's not feeling so good, like I said earlier. Dan and Angie, and Kenny and Alice are waiting for us in Chapel Hill. Thank you for loving us. We'll always love you. And keep your water jars full, please. Keep your water jars full. And fill a bill of brim, daggone it. Don't shortchange anybody. Overflowing with love. And I want to honor a man that we love immensely, Father Joe McNally, who blessed us with this at the close of every Mass at St. Columba and St. Bartholomew. And I can't help but give it to you because I'm wearing the right color for Ireland. Together. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back.
May the sun shine warm upon your face.
May the rains fall soft upon your fields.
And until we meet again,
may God hold you
in the palm of his hand.
And just like we end every mealtime prayer, the Lord gives and the Lord gives and the Lord gives. Blessed be the Lord. And the church says,
Amen.
Father, you took it off already. That's yours. Don't ever say I didn't give you anything. God bless.